Elbert Johansson was a petrologist at the University of Chicago.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's a petrologist?
Essentially, it's a geologist. It's what you called a geologist in the 19th century. How's
Thank you.
that?
Okay.
Today, I think they mostly study oil. But he also collected dime novels on the side and amassed one of the largest collections in the country, from which he wrote a very comprehensive bibliography of the dime novel format. We acquired his collection in 1967, and 2 years ago, we put together a proposal to the Council on Library Information Resources to digitize all of his dime novels.
And these were inexpensive, almost like comic book type collector's items.
Exactly, yeah. Precursor to comic books or paperbacks or pulp novels, they were between 5 and 25 cents. Obviously, many of them were a nickel or a dime. They featured some of our earliest genre fiction, the westerns, very early science fiction, romance novels, detective fiction. They're also purchased by everyone at every socioeconomic level, from children to immigrants, working class people, women, as well as middle class people and probably some upper class folks as well. So they provide unique insights into what a very diverse group of Americans were thinking and feeling in the 19th century, and that's primarily why they're of interest to us today.
What were a lot of the storylines in these dime novels?
So there are stories about romance novels about working girls, for example, who might work in factories. One of our favorites is about a bookbinder, a woman bookbinder. But you also have dime novels that deal with actual social issues. So there's an entire genre of temperance novels, for example. But for the most part, when we think about social issues in dime novels, we're thinking about treatments of race, gender, and class, which come up in almost every single one of them.
So it's unique to the collection here, but then there's also this national effort, this Color Our Collections effort. What's that about?
So the hashtag Color Our Collections campaign is an international. It's now international.
It is international,
it is
yes.
international effort to encourage awareness of the materials that might be held as distinct and unique visual materials from different libraries. So the New York Academy of Medicine started this campaign about 4 years ago. Libraries have added on. You can search the hashtag in many social media platforms to find multiple groups and what materials they've put out there. We have pulled images from the dime novel collection. Lots of medieval manuscripts are candidates from some of the other institutions. And all of those are also collected on the New York Academy of Medicine Color Our Collections website.
There's a table in the lobby that students, faculty, staff can come, and what they'll find are black and white handouts that are covers of some of the dime novels.
Exactly. We've cropped and cleaned them up a little bit to make them easier and more fun to color, but they are pretty much exactly what you'd get if you were in the 1900s, early 1900s, and late 1800s.
They're also available online, so even after this week, anyone can go to our website and download them and print them out themselves and color to their heart's content.
They will also stay online through the Color Our Collections website. You can also see last year's and the year before that's.
Because it's radio, I'm wondering if you can describe some of the handouts that people will have. Because if you're not able to see them, how would you describe what we're looking at?
There's a lady captain of a pirate ship. There's a figure of a woman from one of the women's interest nickel weeklies. And then there's, of course, Calamity Jane, very famously from notable Western series and the Deadwood Dick stories. There are a number of fantastical beasts and creatures from some science fiction type stories. The first is this phenomenal image of a captain of a ship who has a pirate lion get up. So, like the head of a lion. It's not actually supernatural, it's a mask, but it looks like something straight out of a Tenniel illustration for Alice in Wonderland.
And you thought that that would be a neat prompt to have people color.
Absolutely. Don't you want to color a lion pirate captain? There are some other sci-fi images. There's a dragon, a sea dragon.
Why are you
So
so excited about it?
we're hoping to have the opportunity to continue digitizing dime novels, and one way to do that is to raise awareness that these collections exist and kind of build interest and enthusiasm about them.
And the digitizing is just the matter of getting them from the physical copy to an online database where anyone can access them.
There's that. There's also building contextual materials around them, so developing lesson plans or spotlights that feature individual novels and writing essays about the contents themselves. Because while there's a lot of scholarship about comic books, for example, there's not a ton of scholarship about dime novels. So we want to see these being used in research and in the classroom.
Sata?
So I like to think of the dime novels as comics' grandparents, essentially. And the contents of them are way more diverse than a lot of people who even have an awareness of dime novels might be aware of.